USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is back in session, and the Senate Minority Leader is blaming Democrats for sky-high gas prices.
Today, the average price of gas in America reached a new record high. There's now just one state in our whole country where average prices haven't passed $4.30.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell also criticized spikes in prices for other household expenses like appliances and furniture. He says Democrats' reckless spending is to blame. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has survived a confidence vote.
The vote in favour of having confidence in Boris Johnson as leader was 211 votes, and the vote against was 148 votes.
Members of Johnson's Conservative Party started calling for a vote after months of pressure over parties during COVID lockdown. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Supreme Court will be issuing decisions on topics such as abortion, immigration, and the Second Amendment rights this month. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says the most controversial decisions are typically announced at the end of June.
The Supreme Court essentially always adjourns by the end of June, and so I suspect the latest we could see a decision would be June 30th, which this year falls on a Thursday, could easily be that day. But in theory, it could also be as soon as today.
Russian rockets struck Kyiv for the first time in more than a month on Sunday. Ukraine saying the strike hit a rail car repair works. Moscow claims its missiles destroyed tanks Eastern European countries had sent to Ukrainian forces. This attack on Kyiv was the first big strike since late April when a Russian missile killed a journalist. As of 9 a.m. Eastern Time, President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for Monday. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Today marks the 78th anniversary of D-Day. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau.
It was on this day in 1944, Allied forces invaded the northern French coast and put forces on the European continent to end Nazi fascism. Leader of the Allied forces, Dwight Eisenhower, tells his forces, "The eyes of the world are upon you."
The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely.
Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have stolen more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half. In a report issued Friday, the FTC said more than 40,000 Americans were taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The jersey of the great one Wayne Gretzky wore during the Edmonton Oilers' 1987-1988 Stanley Cup winning season sold for more than $1.4 million at an auction Sunday night. That's the most ever paid for a hockey jersey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.